Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that health and wellness is not an accident? There is an actual element that you need in order to be successful on your journey. I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, wow, I'm intrigued. This is a great question, statement, comment. Well, I want you to know that we are going to get into it and we're going to grow together today with our in-studio experts as we explore this very subject of health and wellness is not an accident. Get ready to get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely and sincerely enjoy Mondays. Oh, I get excited whenever it is Monday. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, Master Motivator, Lifestyle Personal and Professional Coach, it's time to shape up and win for your wellness. We're in Wellness Mondays, yes. And of course, we have our in-studio experts, the Global Wellness Coders, that will be joining us in just a moment to support us. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia. The number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win, personally and professionally. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes with our all-star in-studio guest, our experts, the Global Wellness Coders, at which time we will open our broadcast up, our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to a greater richness around our subject, so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So if you don't already have those pens, notepads, your laptops, desktops, iPads, tablets, your smartphone with your notes, whatever you need to capture the richness of the gems and jewels that will be shared today, you want to grab it. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share with you in today's broadcast. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Oh my gosh, woo! I think you get it. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast and the richness of what will be shared. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without Y-O-U. So again, we thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win on this Wellness Monday, and we're looking at being intentional. Before we jump into today's subject, I want to invite our global wellness coders in the room with me so we can jump right on into it and get into this rich subject that we will be looking at today. Because the reality is health and wellness, it's not an accident. I wish it was. I wish it was. Being transparent, I wish it was an accident and it just simply happened. But there are elements that are needful. And the element that is needed, okay, hold on to your seat. I gave you a little hint earlier. Hold on to your seat. It's intention. We're going to dive into it. We're going to look at that today. But first, I want to bring in Lady Tabitha K. Smith. Lady Tabitha is the founder of Global Wellness Coders. And so, Lady Tabitha, I invite you into the room, and I would love for you to share, if you were to describe who Lady Tabitha K. Smith is, who would you say she is? Lady Tabitha?
Hello, Coach. Thanks so much for inviting us today. So I am, first of all, a daughter of the Most High God. I love the Lord with all my heart. I am a wife. I am a mother. I am a global businesswoman. I am a student of life. I think that sums it up. There's many layers, but I think category-wise, I think that sums it up for me.
Excellent. I love it. And next, we're going to bring in Dr. Veronica Lowry. Dr. Veronica is a noted American inventor and so much more. But Dr. Veronica, if you were to describe who you are, who would you say Dr. Veronica Lowry is?
Well, I think we all have so much in common. I'm a God lover. I just love the Lord, and I love his people. I'm a people lover because I'm in ministry, and I believe that ministry is just that, God's people. I am a mother, a wife, a teacher, and I'm an artist. I like to create things. And I think that kind of sums it up for me. I know we've said it before. We're all constantly learning. And I'm just, my main thing is that I love God's people. I think that's what's most important to me.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And you're right. We all share that. There's definitely unification in the spirit around that. You know, today we are looking at this process of intention. And Lady Tabitha, I wanted to give you an opportunity to give us a quick soundbite of this subject that we are diving in today before we lay the foundation. Why do you feel this subject that we're talking about today is so important on this fifth day of December 2022? As this year is winding down, why do you feel this subject that God placed on your heart is so important to discuss today?
Still that we have less than 30 days before we enter into a new year. And I think it would be really a powerful move if we would take the time to be intentional about planning our wellness journey. We plan vacations, we plan buying a house, a car, but when you stop and think about it, your temple, where God lives, where your spirit lives, is the most important part of life. And so I just really felt strong to not wait until New Year's, to make a New Year's resolution, but let's be intentional about planning. And I think it's really going to shift us. Wherever you are in life, business, personal, spiritual, it's going to shift you in the right direction, and you're going to feel great about that. And you feel good and you look good, you're able to accomplish success.
I love that, Lady Tabitha, because the reality is, like you said, we don't go on vacation by accident. We don't just happen to accidentally go on vacation. We don't accidentally purchase a new car. There is intention around that. So we are intentional about other things, but not intentional about, as you stated, one of the areas that is really important. And looking at this holistic approach of mind, body, and soul health and wellness and what that looks like, this law of intentionality is so key because growth doesn't just happen. It's not an accident. And this has been a big struggle for me, being transparent, because I am fighting to grow in the right habits that serves me with intention around this particular area. And it has been and continues to be at times a struggle for me, because the reality is we have to plan this area just as we plan the other areas that you mentioned, planning to go on vacation, planning to purchase a car, planning this, planning that, because growth doesn't just happen. The change doesn't just happen. It's not, quote unquote, natural for us to have the good habits with all of what's around us. Everything is truly fast, quick, in a hurry. and it gets us in trouble. Americans, we are the worst in our eating habits. When you travel, and I've been fortunate to travel to different places, we lack the movement in our lives. And I know, Dr. Veronica, you'll talk about body. We are not making good habits around eating, and so it is a struggle. But what I'm growing to realize is true as I connect this and laying the foundation around intentionality with our mind is that we have to make up the decision in our mind. It starts with our mind, this intentionality. I have to decide that I'm going to make better decisions. I have to decide that I am going to plan in this area, meal prepping, whatever that may be. Like today, I said, okay, you keep saying you're going to get straight. You're going to do what you need to do. I went and got a bunch of salads for the week so that I now have a plan in place. But it started with my mind. And in our minds, do we have that mindfulness around intentionality? And so I just wanted to give us that thought to process around, because when it comes to our mind associated with intentionality, that's where it starts, and that's where the battle is. We have to make a decision in our mind that we are going to now create the habits that we need that will serve us. We need to begin to plan and be intentional, but that battle starts in our mind. And we have to give ourselves the grace, because the reality is Rome wasn't built in a day, right? So we have to give ourselves the grace of understanding that it takes time for us to get into those right habits, but it's one day at a time making the decision to transition to this mindfulness of intentional growth lifestyle in this area and all areas of our lives, actually, because this topic transitions over into other areas, but we're focusing specifically in this area of health and wellness, mind, body, and soul. So I wanted to hand it off to you, Lady Tabitha. I know you're going to give us some greater richness. I just wanted to give us some thoughts to consider around the intentionality and the mindfulness, this mindset of intentionality that I have to now say, I'm going to do it now. No, really, I'm doing it now. And be intentional about that. No, seriously, I'm doing it now. We have to talk to ourselves, and we have to get ourselves to that place of where we want to be, because as we stated, it's not an accident. It doesn't just happen accidentally. I fall into it and suddenly I'm healthy and wealthy and wise. No, we have to have the intention around it, but it starts in our mind. So Lady Tabitha, what nuggets do you have for us? Build from now that we know intention starts in our minds. It starts there, and the battle is there. I have to be intentional. I have to be focused. I have to make the decision in my mind that now will carry me over into my body and my soul. What are your thoughts?
Coach, I totally agree with you. It's about making a decision and saying it, thinking it, breathing it, eating it, and just having a made-up mind. And I will tell you that I started this exercise the last quarter of the year. I made a decision that I'm going to seriously be intentional about my health journey. And that also includes my mental health, right, mind, body, and soul. So I would like to invite our listeners to grab your pen and pads, and let's just start with three. This is what I did. Start with three goals to make a decision and to be intentional
we're going to need to write it down, right? So I drew three columns, and I put three of my goals across the, and I'm going to just focus on, I had some physical and some financial goals, but today we're talking about our health goals, which includes mental health. And after the pandemic and currently what we're in, I believe around the world, people are struggling. And so one of my goals I wrote down to be intentional so that I can plan is that I desire to have a calm spirit, a very calm spirit going into 2023. So then I have to ask myself, well, what things can I do to reach my goal? What can I be intentional about to reach that goal? So a couple of notes I jotted down. I'm going to be very intentional about prayer and meditation, a.m. and p.m. Yes, I love to pray, and I'm a praying woman, but to be intentional about it. And to me, prayer is conversation with God, and the meditation is when I'm listening to him, just being still. And I want to, and I actually have started this last quarter, and I can already see the strength and the difference in myself, being able to manage my emotions. So I'm just going to give you a few nuggets, and then we can open it up for discussion. The second thing is that I desire to my perception to have, because I'm finding that a lot of discord, disagreements, whether you're having internal battles or someone in your family or outside of you, is perception. And so I really want to be clear on my perception. I've really been thinking through, and I've been asking questions instead of assuming how a person feels or what they meant. I will ask now. So again, I had to ask myself, okay, Tabitha, what things can I do to reach that goal, to have a clear perception? I believe this is going to help my communication skills. It's going to help me in all areas of my life. And so one of the things I wrote down is that, Tabitha, you need to listen more. Less talking and listen. Listen to a person's, listen to them. Listen to their heart, listen to their spirit, and listen. And I feel if I slow down and do that, and I'm being intentional about making sure I have a clear perception and not my thoughts are flying off at the handle, pretty much a calm person, but I want to sharpen, I want to be intentional about getting even sharper in that area, because I'm not perfect, but I can see by making these little adjustments that it's making I see and I feel myself being molded into, I would say, a more mature person that God can trust me with different assignments, people. So that's what I wanted to share tonight. I wanted to invite everyone to join me and set some goals so that you make a decision to be intentional, but we're also writing that down. And then asking yourself, how, what things can I do? And there's more to more questions I have for you, but I want to pause right there and hand the mic back to you, Coach, so we can talk about that.
You know, I love that you said, hey, let's start writing down our goals. Let's just start with three to get started. It's interesting that you brought that point out, because December for me is really focused on strategizing my goals for the year and for the coming year. And I have a great resource and tool. I have no stock in this, but I do know the author. She is a dearest associate of mine. And I want to give our listeners a tool for your goals. And it's called, and I hope you have a pen handy, and if not, we'll make sure that in Motivational Mondays form, we'll put the link information for you, and as well you'll be able to connect with me and I'll give it to you if you miss it. But the 2023 Goals Journal by Sheree Vijan, again, a dear associate of mine, the 2023 Goals Journal is a one-year personal goal achievement system inspiring you to dream, plan, which is what we're talking about, and take immediate action towards your goals. And Lady Tabitha brought out goals, and so I wanted to give you a tool and research, a resource around goals. The book can be acquired through Amazon, This is her 12th year in print. So she has grown to be quite an expert in this area over a decade of doing her journals. It's a powerful tool. I use it and have used it throughout the years. Again, I just got my latest one, and I've already started doing the work. So I love that you shared, Lady Tabitha, that we need to outline our goals regarding every area in our lives, but specifically health and wellness, and this tool will help you with that. But you can go old school, do exactly what Lady Tabitha said. Just get some paper, write it down. The book is giving you a greater focus because it takes you through a wide variety, and it's a great resource. So, and again, I don't have stock in it, but I do know the owner. I mean the author. But I love that you said focus on our goals. So we talked about mind health, mindfulness, that this intentionality starts in our mind. Lady Tabitha, I love what you shared around soul and just giving us general information on how we can be more intentional with caring for our souls, because this is the thing. And it's so interesting because literally I had a master's class last night with our mentors who you know, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. Why do I bring this up? Because just last night, we have a doctor that's a part of our master's class. And she stirred us all up last night. And let me tell you why she stirred us up last night. Because last night, she made a statement that rocked everybody. I mean, Everybody was like, whoa. This is the nugget that I got. And what she said was, and this goes to, I'm making the connection with intention, Lady Tabitha, around what you were saying. She said, what is eating you may be more detrimental than what you are eating. Now, she didn't say we shouldn't eat better. But it goes to what you were saying, Lady Tabitha, the importance of meditating and the different things of caring for our souls. She said, what's eating you? Those issues of life. So if we don't take the opportunity to do those things that you mentioned, meditating and so on and so forth, life is eating us up and it affects us in our bodies. Ooh, right?
Yes.
Isn't that
good.
Deep?
Very deep and true.
I know, right? I know Dr. Veronica stirred up Lady Tabitha. You know she is because she said, yes, it's going to affect your body. Okay, Dr. Veronica, let's get into it.
That was really rich. I look at what's really eating me. What are my problem areas? And for me, it's two things that should be so simple, but they're not. Areas where I need to be disciplined in, and that's what I've been focused on. In the last 30 days, I've been working on food. Food and exercise for me are in relations to my body, in relations to this temple, staying healthy. And I know we all depend on, you know, we believe God for our health, but we have to partner with God. We have,
we have to have actions that correspond with his word and his will to get the optimum results, because a lot of times we want to depend on God to keep us healthy, and then we're doing things that are so opposite of that. And so I've been just doing a self-check, and my goals really, and that goal thing is so important. Everything you guys said was so rich already, but I've been targeting those things, and these things affect everyone. They're things that we grew up doing, you know, like eating sugar, eating a lot of starches, salt, flours, those, all of those white things that are not really healthy for our body. And we know that. And we talked about mind, body, and soul. Really spiritually, everything happens first in the spirit, then in the soulish realm in our mind, and then our bodies are going to respond to whatever, you know, whatever we're inputting, whether it's natural food, spiritual food, whatever it is, our bodies will respond, and we will respond as a whole being. So I just think about those things. So I'm this month for December, before I even knew we were going to have the topic of being intentional, and I see you ladies have already started. You said December is always a month for you, Coach Adams, to get prepared for the next year. And Lady Tabitha, you said you've already started for the last quarter. You've been really intentional about, you know, your mind, body, and soul. I, for December, had to come to the realization that I need to stop eating so much meat. I really love meat, but I know that it's not the most healthiest thing to eat. So I've been, you know, learning more about my body, how my body reacts to different food items and what results it gets. I know that if I eat bread, I can immediately see that bread. The same day I eat it, it shows up in my body. It shows up as pounds. It shows up as bloating, you know, different things like that. So I'm being real intentional about the exercise and the food. And food is such a simple thing because we have full control over what we eat. We're adults. We don't let people tell us how to eat, what to eat, and when to eat. Normally, we eat what we want to eat, but if we, you know, are really dedicated to change and making course corrections with our bodies, I think for me, what I'm doing is I'm pinpointing, being really specific. I'm almost to the point where I don't eat sugar, really white sugar at all. And I try and stay away from the sweet items, the sodas, all of those things, all of the processed foods, anything that you can buy in a store in a cardboard box, I don't buy it for a long time. You know, I haven't been buying that kind of stuff because it's processed. It's just not healthy for us, and we're not going to get the best results. And then one of the most important things I found, ladies, is remembering the fast. You know, God gave us the fast for a reason. So I'm being more intentional about putting the fast back into my lifestyle. I used to fast when I was at my most healthiest. I fast at least one day out of every week for many, many years. And I was very healthy at that point. And now I'm finding that I have to myself do it. And I usually every year in January, go into the new year fasting and dedicating that first month to the Lord. So those are some of the things that and ways I'm being intentional about my health.
I love it, Dr. Veronica, and all of what you've shared. And I know Lady Tabitha, I'm sure, wants to jump in as well. You know, it's interesting because while you were speaking, the thing that came up to me is that we really have to grow in being intentional about listening to our bodies. Like you said, I have to pull back from eating as much meat. And you also touched on fasting. Interestingly enough, one of the things that I started doing as of December the 1st is that I'm doing intermittent fasting. So mm-hmm. I'm not eating intentionally from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Why? Because I realize with my lifestyle, my schedule, and all of that, when I eat after that time, all it does is settle. You know what I'm saying? Now,
yes.
as I grow in the habit of doing that, there'll be exceptions, but it can't be the rule. But I'm listening
right.
to my body that's telling me, girlfriend, you are a foodie, and that's my challenge. I am a foodie. This is my quote-unquote paper link, weak link. I cross the bear. I'm a foodie. I love rich foods. I've shared this on more than one occasion. My family is from Louisiana, so that richness of flavors and food is in my blood. And, you know, eating healthy per se and all of that was not a part of my lifestyle of growing up. So I'm having to adjust later in life. And I say later in life because in my 30s, up until in my 30s, I could eat whatever I wanted without
right.
problem and would not gain an itch, literally, because I had the activity and all that. But when my body started to shift, it was like, oh, okay, you can keep eating that, girlfriend. Mm-hmm, go ahead on. Mm-hmm. We're going to start settling on you, though, and there'll be more of you to love because you'll be more delicious. And so, you know, listening to our bodies is so important. What do you think, Lady Tabitha?
I agree. I just want to say thank you to Dr. Veronica. She really brought up some key points. And as she was talking, I was thinking about something that I broke in my life this last quarter regarding food. And she said something that's really important. And I'm hearing you say it too. It's like self-talk. You know, it's like, okay, time to grow up. Time to stop playing games, you know, with yourself. But let's just keep it real here. So I would pretty much the last 10 years, when I go to the movies, I would say out of my own mouth, please put extra, 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 extra butter, like heart attack butter. I would say that. It wasn't until this year. I said, what am I saying? I'm prophesying. Heart attack butter, really, Tabitha? So, like, do you remember that, Dr. Veronica? When I caught myself, I was like, wait a minute. And in accountability, I said it in the wellness group. And it sounds so, when I said it, it was horrible. It was horrible. So I've been to the movies twice, and I didn't even comment on butter at all. So it just goes to show how powerful our minds, when we make more intentional up our minds and have that self-talk. I didn't even ask for extra butter. Rev just order it and just let it be. But I was a serious fanatic. Like you say about the foodie, I mean, when I say I was serious about my butter on the popcorn, I was serious. And then when I shared that with the group as we talked about what we're giving up when we're talking about food and being intentional. So thank you, Dr. Veronica. I broke that this year. But it's
hey,
because
man,
I
you
was
know,
intentional.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking how, you know, self-control is a fruit of the spirit. And we, mm-hmm. when it comes to food, we do our own thing a lot of times. I'm speaking for myself. I'm pointing the finger at myself. You know, sometimes I can remember being on a fast and walking by a bread store and smelling that fresh bread. And before I knew it, I was in line to buy, you know. So it's really a matter of self-control and, like, the topic being very intentional.
About your wellness
and it is
journey.
About. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm.
You know, I was sitting here, Lady Tabitha, and I was laughing. I don't do the, you know, statement of give me all the extra butter on popcorn, because I can really do popcorn with or without it. But You did drive down my street. Let me tell you why. You drove down my street because I don't know if they have Benihanas in your area.
Yeah.
But, okay, so, and I know we have a global audience, but Benihanas is a Japanese-style restaurant where they cook the meal at your table. And I have one in my area, and I love me some Benihanas, right? No stock in it, just love it. But one of the things that I do, like what you do, Lady Tabitha, with the popcorn, I tell the chef, bring on the garlic butter, load it up. extra garlic butter on everything.
Okay,
load me up. Load me up. And it's so funny because I have not said it, but I remember sitting at a table with some other people. They're like, are we trying to get a heart attack on all this extra butter? I'm like, no, I'm not trying to get a heart attack, but I like the garlic butter. I want the extra flavor. So I could relate in a different way, and you definitely drove down my street. And like what Dr. Veronica was saying, when we make it up in our minds, you know, when I make it up in my mind, for example, to fast, and I remember fasting with my church many years ago for 14 days, and I had a commitment with my goddaughter and her family, and I had to cook for them, and because I had already made that commitment, but then I also had obviously committed with my church to do this 14-day fast, and I cooked for them. They enjoyed it and all of that. And I didn't eat because I had made it up in my mind, the intention. And that's the thing that I am recognizing and resetting myself on is that intention. We have it in us to do whatever we want to do. But we have to make it up in our mind, that mindset of what we were talking about, to be intentional. We have to take control. We're allowing all of the outside factors to control us when in essence it's up to us to take the reins and take control. Take control with the help of course, Abba Father. You know, I hear the song in my head, Jesus, take the wheel. So we have to make the decision to be intentional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be intentional, like you said, Lady Tabitha. Okay, I'm not going to have the extra butter, heart attack butter on my popcorn. Okay, Shawnee and Marie, you're not going to have the extra garlic butter on your, you know, your shrimps and your, you know, all of that stuff. And even Buddy is over here, fur baby, getting excited, saying, yeah, no, don't have the extra butter.
Yeah.
And like what you were saying, Dr. Veronica, ladies, any other thoughts?
Well, Dr. Veronica, she said something very key. Yes, God will give us the strength, and he's here to help us. He wants us to be healthy. And I would just, you know, I have a personal relationship with God. So I kind of think of, I talk to him like this. I'm thinking like, I know he's really happy because most of us are paying ever since COVID and the churches were shut down. I feel that he allowed it to, so we could go within and realize that we are the temple. We are the church inside, and we've been destroying our temple. And I had to ask for forgiveness, and I often lead in prayer forgiveness on how we have treated our heart, our lungs. And Dr. Veronica said partnership with God, I believe is the way she stated it. I have a couple of things I want to share. When you were talking, Coach.
Oh, please do.
I think it would be really powerful if we ask ourselves the question, okay, what's the benefit? You know, as adult learners, right, if we have more data, what is the benefit by me eating this? And then process that information. What are the pros and cons by me, you know, eating this or not exercising, whatever it is looking at that data, your data that's going to empower or dis-ease your temple.
And I believe that's what is helping me make better choices. And also, I think it's really important that we are specific about our goals and give our goals dates. And, of course, I'm talking to me first. I just want to share. I call them SMART goals, right? The acronym SMART. So S for specific, M for measurable. So how can I track my progress? How can I track my progress? And then A, is it attainable? Who is going to help me with my goal, right? We need partnership. We need accountability partners. Who am I going to check in with? It's awesome because we have Motivational Mondays to check in with. We have Wellness Wednesdays, 9:30. We know that we're going to have accountability. And is it relevant? Relevant, right? That's the SMART goals, relevant. List the skills and resources you need in order to meet your goal. We're going to need resources, accountability partners. Like you gave us a wonderful, the goals journal. And I remember when she started the journal 12 years ago. So that is amazing. She's an expert at it. But that's a resource for us, right? Whatever you need to help you reach your goal is something we need to think about. And then time bound. And this is what I love your teaching, Coach Adams. I think it's called time quadrant training. But set a date for your goal. So now most of the time my goal is from Wednesday to Wednesday because I know I'm going to have my accountability partners on the phone, right? So and then every week I'm just checking in. And I'm really at awe that I was able to break that habit. But I think when I heard myself say heart attack butter, and I'm trying to communicate, be effectively communicating to let them know, and I wanted them to layer it. It was bad, but I have broken that, and I'm really surprised and proud of myself at the same time, because why do we do the things we do? Because we love it. We enjoy it. Let's keep it real, right? I love the way buttered. I love my garlic butter too, you know? So I just wanted to give those acronyms to help just kind of solidify and look at the data. Look at the data. We look at our credit report data. We look at so much data, but we haven't been looking at the data that we process inside of our temple. So I love that you brought those.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love that you brought those points out. And my apologies, I thought that you had closed out on your thoughts. I wanted to, because there was such a great richness there, and I'm realizing the time. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I do want to, if we have callers that maybe want to ask a question or a comment around today's broadcast in the last moments that we have to share, I wanted to invite them to do so. So this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. How do you do that? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. How do you dial in? Simply your line and call 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We so appreciate those of you that are tuned in for listening to Motivational Mondays presented on Inspired Media for you. And we thank you for chiming in to today's Motivational Mondays and this topic that we're having specifically on Wellness Monday as we are looking at being more intentional and crowning your legacy of health and wealth. So we'll wait to see if we have anyone chimes in. They can chime in at any time. But Dr. Veronica, did you have any other thoughts that you wanted to share with us as we are in the wind down of today's session, that you feel is so important that we need to know concerning being more intentional with our body. Of course, I shared on mine. Lady Tabitha shared on soul, spirit. Any other thoughts that you have concerning our bodies?
I think I covered most things, but I would say get to know your body. Know what feels good to you. And someone might have said this earlier, but know your body type and what works for your body type. Like right now, I'm mostly eating a paleo-style diet, which includes fish, meat, vegetables, and fruit, because I know the starches give me a bad reaction. And then I would say, remembering your vitamins. I know we all, you know, take the TLC vitamins. Remember your vitamins and your exercise and your water. And I think that's it.
Excellent. That is so excellent. And I wanted to, Lady Tabitha, give you the opportunity to, you mentioned, obviously, Motivational Mondays. People know how to connect with us here. We're here on the platform now. But you also mentioned Wellness Wednesdays as a resource for accountability when you were speaking about SMART goals. So how can people make the connection, and if they're interested in getting their multivitamin that Dr. Veronica just mentioned, how would they make that connection? Or any other products, for that matter, that would support in their health and wellness?
They can contact me on Facebook or 707-295-2214, or they can contact you if they're interested. We have amazing multivitamin, and it actually helps us accomplish these goals. The NRG, you know, it keeps me calm. So, and then we have a private group called Global Wellness Coders. We meet, we post on Facebook the number to call in every week, and they can contact you and get that number and the codes. Love to have, everyone's welcome. You don't need to take our products. We just have a liquid vitamin that works. It's 72 minerals and vitamins that go directly into your cellular system, so we love to share it with you. But whatever you're taking, we just want to come together and encourage each other to eat more vegetables, more fruits, garlic, onions, and just take care of ourselves. So they can contact you or me on Facebook, and love to welcome them in.
Wonderful. And so as we wind down today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to share a couple of things. I made mention earlier of a great resource as we're closing out this year in less than 30 days, and Lady Tabitha spoke about the importance of writing out, outlining your goals, and specifically we were talking about our health goals. I gave a resource that I want to share with you again, the 2023 Goals Journal. Again, this is a one-year personal goal achievement system inspiring you to dream, plan, and take immediate action towards your goals, whatever they may be, by Sheree Vijon, a dear associate of mine. This is her 12th year. I literally have mine in my hand. I started this month is focused on my goals for me. In addition, you may need to make that connection with getting a coach on your team. Guess what? I know one. Lady Tabitha, do you know a great coach, a lifestyle, personal, and professional coach?
Coach Adam.
I know.
I was just yes. Ready to say, Dr. Veronica, do you know one?
I think you're the best, Coach Adams. I've definitely got a lot of nuggets.
And
continually.
Thank you both.
Continually.
Oh, I so appreciate that. Go ahead.
We've known you for so many years, and you're so consistent, and you live what you teach. You know?
Yes.
You really do. You live what you teach, no matter what time we call, what day we call. We're going to get the same information, what year, and it just gets better and better. So congratulations. You are such a jewel to the world. If a person needs a coach, they need to call.
Coach Adams.
And we appreciate the nuggets you put on social media, too, the giver that you are.
Yes, more, please.
thank you both so much. You are biased, and I love it, and I thank you.
We are.
I don't walk on water. I don't walk on water by any means, but I am in process. And as I shared earlier at the top of this hour, this is an area, being transparent, where I struggle with because I am a foodie, but I'm fighting to grow in this area constantly, and it is a battle. But I definitely can support you. We all have a thing. Maybe yours is not food. It may be something else. But the reality is we all have a thing that we're working through. And so I want to and would love the opportunity to support you on your journey. I am committed to assisting individuals in this way through my full circle of empowerment tools that are available, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my private masterminds, team building, so on and so forth. If you would like more information regarding the support that I have available, simply text or call 310-289-2101. Again, 310-289-2101. If you want additional information regarding the goals journal, you can text regarding that, the TLC, multivitamin, or other products. You can text concerning that as well. Ladies, as we prepare to close out today, wanted to give you both an opportunity, a quick soundbite, final thought, a minute or less, that you would like to share with our global listening audience and a seed that you would like to leave them with as we close out today. Dr. Veronica, do you want to jump in first, and then we'll close it out with Lady Tabitha?
Oh, I guess I'll say positive, keep your focus, and reward yourself for your accomplishments.
Excellent. Lady Tabitha?
That's good. I would like to just encourage everyone not to beat yourself down, but beat yourself up, meaning just stand up. Mm. If you make a mistake, if you fall off, it's okay. It really is okay because you're growing every day. You're changing every day. And sometimes you don't realize that you're changing, but you are. Listen to the motivational information. Listen to feed your spirit. Feed your mind to transform. Put yourself where you see yourself, and don't be so hard on yourself, and continue to love God and love yourself. That is loving
that's
him.
That's very powerful. And the thought that I would like to leave us with today, from my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, is a quote that I really think summarizes all of what we've been talking about today, and that is people have upward hopes. Don't we have hopes? Ooh, we are hoping for some things. And unfortunately, they have downward habits. Our habits don't support our hopes. So the only way to break downward habits is to get intentional. And that's what we were talking about today. We were talking about the need to be intentional, making it up in our minds, that decision that you will do it. No longer is it, I'm hoping it will happen. No longer am I thinking it's going to occur accidentally when it doesn't. But we have to be intentional. Ladies, I thank you both so much for being here to share with us the wisdom, the insight that you have shared. Wow, it was truly a rich hour of empowerment, and I thank you both so much. To our global listening audience, I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. Wouldn't be the same without you. I encourage you to save the date, set your timer for every Monday. We are here to give you rich empowerment to jumpstart your week. And if you would like to continue the dialogue, you didn't ask a question or make a comment today, that's okay. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. If you want more information, maybe this was your first time tuning in to Coach Adams. You're thinking, who is she? Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. And again, as I stated, I would love to be on your team. If you want more information about my full circle of empowerment, text or call, or any of the things that we spoke about today, text or call 310-289-2101. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our powerhouse all-star in-studio guests, Lady Tabitha K. Smith and Dr. Veronica Lowry. We thank you. Have a great night, everyone. We look forward to having you tune in with us on next week.